futures were higher again on Monday. Feedlot inventories appear to have peaked, says Daryl Peel. Coming up on your CalCurrent Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy, doll. This is Wes Ishmael with your CalCurrent Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 22nd of November. Cattle futures closed higher Monday, buoyed by the bullish cattle on feed report, stronger cash prices last week, and weaker corn futures on the day. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.65 higher. Live cattle futures closed an average of 85 cents higher, from 47 cents to $1.17 higher. Corn futures closed 5 to 8 cents lower through July of 23, and then mostly 1 to 3 cents lower, pressured in part by worries about economic growth in China due to rising COVID cases in that country. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was mostly inactive on light demand in all regions through Monday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Last week, live prices were mainly steady in the Texas Panhandle at mostly $150 a hundredweight, steady to $2 higher in Kansas at $150 to $152, steady to $2 higher in Nebraska at $153 to $155, and steady to $2 higher in the Western Corn Belt at $152 to $155. Dress prices were steady to $2 higher at $242. Choice box beef cutout value was 70 cents higher Monday afternoon at $255.57 a hundredweight. Select was 40 cents higher at $233.23. Calves and feeder cattle sold steady to $3 lower in the North Central region last week, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. The exception was $6 lower for 7-weight heifers. The market was mostly steady in the South Central and Southeast regions, with a range of $2 lower to $1 higher. At the weekly Monday auctions, monitored by CalCurrent, trade was mixed. Through mid-session, feeder steers weighing less than 800 pounds were selling steady at Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri. Steers weighing more than 800 pounds were selling steady to $3 higher. Feeder heifers were trading steady to $3 higher. There were an estimated 12,000 head on offer. Feeder steers sold steady to $2 higher at Oklahoma National Stockyards, while feeder heifers sold mostly steady. Steer and heifer calves sold mostly $3 to $6 higher. There were 8,950 head on offer. Finally, feeder steers sold steady to $5 higher at Sioux Falls Regional in South Dakota, except for $5 to $7 lower for steers weighing 700 to 750 pounds. Heifers sold steady to $3 lower, except for $1 to $5 higher at 600 to 700 pounds. There are 2,017 head on offer. Remember, you can get a weekly market summary and highlights in the Calf News Price Point podcast that comes out each Tuesday. You'll find it at calfnews.net. Major financial indices closed lower on Monday with fears of more COVID-hampered economic growth in China. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 45 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 15 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 121 points. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed mixed from 35 cents lower to 51 cents higher through the front six contracts. Feedlot inventories appear to have peaked, and cattle slaughter should begin to decline in the next several months, reflecting the fact that feeder cattle supplies have been declining since 2019, says Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, in his weekly market comments. He explains the inventory of heifers in feedlots October 1st was higher than the previous year, with the heifer percentage of total feedlot inventories the highest in 21 years. But, he says, the number of heifers in feedlots should begin to decline and will drop sharply when herd rebuilding begins. Peel explains both the drought and lingering effects of the pandemic pushed peak feedlot numbers into this year, well beyond the 2018 cyclical peak in calf production. Early marketing of cattle, reduced heifer retention, and herd liquidation have kept feedlot inventories higher this year and temporarily increase beef production, Peel says, adding the beef production is projected at a record large 28.4 billion pounds this year as a result of the highest total cattle slaughter in 15 to 20 years. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Monday night and Tuesday morning, the 22nd of November. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.